T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Your chance to win Dua Lipa tickets. Oh, that might be a good show to go see. It's happening March 27th, 2022 at the SAP Center in San Jose. And we have your shot at winning 4 floor tickets. It ends on this Sunday, the 26th. Tickets are on sale now. And all you have to do is go to radioalice.com/contests.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Scott Budman going to be up in 1 second. Let me just tell you real quick that today's weather should be clearing skies. If you've got cloudy now, it'll be clearing up, and it's going to be hot. In the 80s, and some spots maybe even seeing 90 or so. So
that's hot.
There's your weather. Also, they say that there'll be some wildfire smoke, particularly in the East Bay. So take a look at whatever you use to tell you what your air quality is where you're at, and make sure that it's safe to go on that run or bike ride or whatever. All right, Scott Budman. From NBC Bay Area, and also he is first position Alice News Network reporter from the scene out in front of the courthouse as we speak. He's on the courthouse steps as people arrive for the Theranos trial, or more specifically, Elizabeth Holmes. And well, she's up on fraud, among other things, right? Right, Scott?
She is, right. Charges of fraud. And as you can see by the child's artwork behind me, I'm obviously not on the courthouse steps today. Court is dark. They've been doing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Thursday.
My notes are a mess. How could I have gotten that wrong? I'm so sorry.
I don't want to mislead anybody and have them think that I'm out there all alone. But yeah, she's facing some serious charges. And since we talked, we had the first patient on the stand. We had a 4-star general, the former Secretary of Defense, on the stand, where they're releasing some text messages. It's been probably the 2 biggest days, I think, of the trial so far.
Ooh. And tell us what you're thinking as these people take the stand. I know we were just talking about Bill Gates trying to get out from under this
Jeffrey
relationship he has with Epstein. And I was mentioning, it seems like a weird parallel, but in reality, sometimes you stand next to the right person and you have some credibility you wouldn't otherwise have. And I'm guessing many of those people feel used, although that's, you know.
Right. Your credibility goes up, theirs goes down.
Right, right.
Well, and we saw that yesterday. On the stand was General James Mattis, our former Secretary of Defense. He was a very decorated general. And he was on the board of directors of Theranos. He was paid. He was paid well. He was paid $150,000 a year. He had a whole bunch of stock options. He invested some of his own money in there. And his role, according to some of the reporting that we've seen so far, was to try to convince government officials, especially in the military, that these Theranos machines, the small portable machines, could be used out in the field of battle. Now, as we know, that never happened. The machines were not working.
Right.
The machines were used in Walgreens. They gave back a lot of false results, as we also found out from a patient who had quite the dramatic story on the stand. But you're right. Having someone like a 4-star general on your board of directors gives you so much credibility. He brought in Henry Kissinger. I mean, Henry Kissinger is world famous for all sorts of things. He was on the board of directors. You know, the names of people of like Larry Ellison of Oracle, Rupert Murdoch, the media king, was a big investor. But one thing that the prosecution is trying to point out, and they really grilled Mattis on this, the general, none of these people knew anything about healthcare or biotechnology. And that's why, yeah, it looked good to stand next to these people and have these big names. But ultimately, they didn't know what was going on, and they were able to be snowed along with a lot of the investors and the public simply because they said, oh, the machines work? Great. I wouldn't know if they did. I wouldn't know if they didn't. And so ultimately, the cross-examination of General Mattis was kind of brutal because he had to point out he really didn't know what was going on.
Right. Well, that's but $150,000 a year for probably very little work. That's good work if you can get it, right?
Right. Not to mention whatever stock. Well, look, if the thing had worked out, these people would all be rolling in money.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's good to be on the board of directors of a tech company. Yeah.
They made the right decision to invest based on what they knew and what appears to be not that. Look, she snowed everybody, you know. And maybe when you did an investigation into this and decided to put your money into it, you felt like, yeah, they know what they're doing. They have these results. They're making these things. And they just all made the assumption that this technology works. So tell me about these. What about these text messages? Were you like screenshotting some stuff and twittering about this yesterday?
Yeah, they were actually posting a whole bunch of them. They apparently had 12,000 text messages between Elizabeth Holmes and Sonny Balwani, her one-time boyfriend and co-executive at Theranos. And yeah, they were actually posting them on a whole list, and they ranged from
To see his wiener. I'm so sorry.
No.
Terrible.
Fortunately, there were none of those, at least that we got to
see.
They
culled those from the herd.
Yeah, they pulled those out.
Yeah. Ooh. But the text messages ranged from the romantic, which felt a little weird to see. I mean, who wants to see even famous people's romantic texts? Some of them were, you know, a little, romantic. Some of them were almost funny because they were so unromantic. But then what they're really trying to prove, the prosecution, is that Elizabeth Holmes was running the show and knew what was going on. So a text message between the two of them that said, hey, what do we do here? And she said, this is what we're going to do, or we're going to fire that person, or hey, look out, a reporter is coming to the lab, and this is, you know, a little dangerous because our stuff isn't ready yet, showed that she was in charge, as opposed to what we expect to hear from the Holmes defense, which is, hey, this older man was taking control not only of her life and was perhaps abusive, but was also running the show at Theranos. And that's going to be something that her defense team is going to come up with. But a lot of these text messages showed sort of a back and forth, you know, again, the romance, but also a back and forth on what do we do? It wasn't her deferring to him.
It was a partnership at the least, if not her running the whole thing.
Right. Right.
And the weird thing about that, and I sort of think about it as what we were just talking about, is there's a lot of balls in the air to be pulling off this sort of scam. And the idea that someone so young was able to sort of juggle that well to build, I forget the $1 billion, what was the valuation of the company, to have juggled that and kept that going for so long, I hate to say it, that's pretty impressive in and of itself, even though it would have been better if she just actually had what she promised.
Right. I mean, biotech drugs take a long time. Biotech devices often take even longer. And I don't think people are faulting her for trying to come up with something that would literally change the game. Everybody was excited about that.
Right.
But it wasn't ready when it went out to the public. And that's why we're in court, because all these people, and I admit I've run into people who have had stories where they were given a wrong result because they walked into a Walgreens and took a Theranos test, and they had thousands of these out there, and it was too early, if you could believe the prosecution. It was just too early to get these things in the public.
Talk about the patient who you, what was their, I mean, so you're, I didn't even realize that these were actually in and lying to people because they didn't really have any results.
Right. They were prematurely put into Walgreens stores. And in a Walgreens in, I want to say, Arizona, this one woman who took the stand, she was pregnant. And she took a Theranos test because she had in the past suffered miscarriages and wanted to really be careful through the pregnancy. The Theranos test said, you've lost the baby. You've miscarried. And her nurse, for whatever reason, the nurse practitioner, who is also on the stand, wanted to do another test, went to Quest Diagnostics, which we all know is the blood draw company.
Right.
And they said, no, your levels are great. You're going along with a great pregnancy. And sure enough, she delivered a healthy baby
later. Goodness there was no...
Right.
You know, bad, because I would think that someone who's, you know, insulin dependent or someone who's, you know, trying to lower their cholesterol and they get this totally false, made up reading from a Theranos machine might actually take the wrong drug or not take the drug they need to take.
Right. In this case, the woman was very emotional to have been told she had lost her child when she really didn't. And, you know, she said, thank goodness I didn't act on the Theranos test result. And boy, the courtroom was silent.
Whether you're
a mother or not, man or woman, it doesn't matter. You felt this, and everybody was silent and just stunned by that. And we're going to see, I think, 10 or 11 more of those patients during the trial.
You could almost see them tacking a freaking manslaughter charge onto the thing if someone had truly followed these tests and whatever that result ended in a death. God, man, you know?
Well, and that's the... Right. If there's something really, really good and fortunate to come out of this is that nobody died from any of these things. And that's also why it gives the defense a little bit of oxygen to say, hey, we tried it and it didn't work. And fortunately, you know, no one paid the ultimate price. That's why I think 20 years is a little heavy. We saw the case of the so-called pharma bro, Martin Shkreli. He raised drug prices. A lot of people were hurt by that. He was found guilty of lots of things. He went to jail. He got 7 years. And ultimately, again, you know, nobody died because of that. Nobody died because of Theranos. So I'm wondering if that's going to come up. But the more patients that we see on the stand, it's hard to say because a lot of the testimony is really, really dry and scientific. And you can just sort of see the jury. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about, and I wonder if the jury does. But when someone takes the stand to say they got the wrong result from something they trust, a blood draw, which we've all done, you know, dozens of times, boy, everybody was wide-eyed and paying attention and pretty silent.
Mm. So you'll be out there next week again then, because this is really interesting. They're getting to the meat of the prosecution's storyline here. I mean, I guess next, what do they say you have? 2 more weeks of testimony for the prosecution?
I don't know. The judge has said that expect this to go about 3 months. So we're a few weeks in and, you know, tomorrow's another day and then we hit it next week. I don't know how long the prosecution is going to go. One thing, and I'm just learning this as we go, I don't cover court all that much. We often, I'm told, get to know what's coming up in terms of the next few witnesses. And yet, we haven't been told who's coming up tomorrow. We weren't told in advance of General Mattis. So I don't know. It's because some of these people are high profile and maybe they want to sort of sneak in and out of court. But I don't know who's next or if it's going to be one of the big hitters or another patient perhaps. So, you know, we're just sort of standing by.
Scott Budman, always appreciate you being on with us.
Yeah.
Scott Budman of NBC Bay Area.
Getting juicy, Scott.
The Alice News Network reporting from his kid's bedroom about the Theranos trial and the Elizabeth.
Wow.
Well, I don't know where you are right now. What are those pictures?
It's the kitchen, Vin.
Come on, the kitchen. Sorry.
Some really nice artwork. I love your decoration style.
Reporting from the kitchen, Scott Budman.
Thanks, Scott.
You guys.
Great job, as always.
Yep, as always.
All right, so we shift gears. I got a couple more things I can wedge in here before we break. I wanted to do this story because I think if you live in the city of San Francisco or if you live in the Bay Area and you visit San Francisco a lot, you've seen the stories about the rampant shoplifting that have caused many Walgreens to close. In fact, specifically 17 Walgreens in the city of San Francisco have closed.
Have just closed. Like,
because
forget it.
The shoplifting is blatant and rampant and they just clear shelves. And the employees have been told for their own safety, you're not a security guard.
Right.
We don't want you to fight with these people. And once these people, the shoplifters, I should say, have gotten that info, they realize we can go take anything we want.
Nothing's stopping us from just clearing this place out.
Right.
Back the truck up. We're loading up your
stuff.
That's
what has happened. And one of the big, I'm sure it went national, was, you know, the reporter on the scene with the camera person. And behind this reporter is a person stealing. And they're just like, well, there it is in plain broad daylight while a reporter's filming. And this person has no concern at all.
Does the person have some kind of disguise on?
No.
They just walk in and
steal
do not
and
care.
Leave. I see. Because they know they can. Mask, the mayor though, right? and police chief of San Francisco have announced this just yesterday, again, after 17 Walgreens closures. Target in town has decided to start closing at 6 p.m. to hopefully stop right. the same situation, which is the shoplifting. They say they're going to dedicate more police and beef up coordination and make it easier to report shoplifters in an attempt to crack down on the brazen commercial thieving that's added to the city's reputation as soft on crime. The mayor, for her part, who's still in a scandal over being out at a party or in a bar without a mask, even though there's a mask mandate that she right. put out there. So she's and the other scandals she's involved in. So I don't know what her credibility is or if she's still going to be here when the next election happens. But anyway, she goes on to say that she knows that this organized shoplifting has resulted in closed pharmacies and markets. And look, if you live in a neighborhood where you've got a Walgreens, that is an important store to you.
Yeah, it's where you go to get your prescriptions.
That, at the very least, yes. also the place you go to get that emergency deodorant or the whatever thing it is you need. That you,
absolutely. I go to Walgreens at least probably twice a month. You go, right. you got to go pick up the stuff you need.
They're out there now saying they, while they have compassion and kindness, it's not a weakness, and that they want everyone to know that they're going to step up the crime prevention and do better by us. I feel like it's very late in the game, but okay. Great.
Yeah,
do better.
It sounds like absolute chaos.
Well, I mean, Walgreens, 17 stores.
Yeah.
I live right by one.
17 stores that people count on, right?
I went there all the time.
I wonder if that's one of the ones that closed.
I'm going to guess no. It's the one that was across the street from my house is way outside the city center. Yeah. So the ones that really were bad were the ones right there on Market and, you know, right in the middle of...
Yeah. There's one... Remember where Tower Records used to be? At, like, Columbus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if that one's one of the ones that closed.
I don't know.
I used to drive by that every day.
Well, you'll be driving by there again soon, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Or do you not take that way?
No, I go that way.
All right.
I go different ways every single day, Vinny. Completely different routes every day.
Good for you.
Thank
Way
you.
To stay safe.
Yeah, that's me.
Also, let's see here at 7:53. Let me report that the Giants won last night and the Dodgers lost.
Ooh!
Which now we have a 2-game lead in the race to the finish of the Major League Baseball season. There's like 10 or 11 games left. Go Giants. There's Thursday
Giants.
Night football tonight. Carolina at Houston, 5:20 game time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, and we've been so busy, we haven't had time to read many. I can get to one or two now, but please send them, because we will get caught up, and we love to share your thoughts as when we're not sharing our thoughts. We love to share yours.
Yeah, we do that a lot, though. You know.
707 says, I love Scott Budman.
Yeah, he's great. He's really fun. This is a juicy thing he's on. I like it.
Yeah, it is. Vinny, set up the parental controls on your TV. I should do that. You're right. My kid is, you know, she. I think one of the things that happens is if you like this, you'll like this. And it just, the age range widens the net that she's exposed to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The second Fantastical Beasts movie was worse than the first.
Oh.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so...
Huh.
They were disappointing.
Yeah, I really had high hopes for that movie, and I was like, that sucked. I didn't like that. And so I didn't bother with the second one. It sounds like I made the right decision. The third one's coming out in April or something. Something like that.
408 says, I'm with you guys. I've removed my 3-year-old from so many similar situations. It sucks, but it's the best thing to do. Yeah, I mean, Bryn, you were about to be beaten up by 3 8-year-olds.
I mean, there's three
think
of them.
Your rep.
I mean... I wouldn't want to be seen in Millbrae getting my ass beat by these kids.
You know, when you were 8 years old, you could have taken out all three of them with a single spin kick. Now, you got to run for it, man. You got to be safe.
Tables have turned.
Yeah.
It's rough luck.
There's three of them, you know. You don't know what their level of prowess is.
Right. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Have you ever heard of The Who?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.